TV there, just saying you thought it was more you lost it than they won in the end.
I think he'll, you know, a little bit of dull, three or four dull penalties on that last 20 minutes, and that, you know, mark that we probably could have taken would have, you know, sealed that victory, and they needed the 7 points, and credit to them, they got that. But you can't give away cheap penalties in your half, and we did, and we gave cheap penalties away in their half and under pressure as well. You know, credit to them, they came in and they went to win the game at that stage, which was always going to be the case. With the 1 point, it was always going to be nothing to lose. And you know, Grubber kicked through and scored off it, so credit to them on that. But I do think we were in control of the game for most of it. I don't think there was many chances that they could have scored a try, other than kicking the ball away for a try. So, you know, I think in general we've been criticised for a D. I thought a D was outstanding for the majority of the game. But big games, you need decisions. I thought there was one glaring offside as well in the last 30 seconds of that game where they didn't pick up. So, but that's what comes and goes with top games, and I think we should never have been in that position at 17-9. I think we should have sealed the game off, and that's what we need to be focusing on, not just because we lost a record at home. It's irrelevant. It was against the, everyone says, the best team in the Premiership, so we went and lost by 2 points against the best team in the Premiership. So I'm not too, you know, downhearted. I'm, you know, I'll be honest with the players, as I've said exactly the same to them. You know, we tried our best not to win it in some parts.
But the fact they obviously conceded that lead, I mean, is that's the source of frustration that leaves you frustrated.
Yeah. I mean, it's just little things that go along with winning and losing. You get frustration all the time. And yeah, there's probably three or four penalties that didn't need to happen throughout the whole game, and they happened. And individually, we need to understand that and rock up Monday and say, right, you know, it's against anyone, it doesn't need to happen. Irrelevant if it's a top of the league challenge, but we can't do that against anyone. And if you do that, you'll concede points, or you'll lose a game, and that happened today.
I suppose you weren't the offside that I think it was Lewis, was it, gave it away when Roy Lawson knocked the ball on, which led to the line out.
Yeah.
It was a good decision by them to go for the line.
Of course. Well, what else would you do? You wouldn't go for a 17-15, you'd always go to the corner. You've got the 1 point anyway.
Got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, but you've got the 1 point anyway. And you stay down there, you just kick the penalty, you go down there, you make a mistake, you don't get back down there. So I think the decision, everybody would make the same decision if they were in that position. So there was nothing really to, you know, it wasn't that, it was just the error that we made. We have to tidy up in these errors, you know.
You were worth, more than 8 points clear at half time, weren't you?
Yeah, we missed your penalty conversion, and I think we could have easily been 8 points further, you know, 5 points ahead at that time, but you weren't. And that's what the tight games are. You need to take
but
the chances.
But they're very steely like that, aren't they? They sort of came back. You know, they sort of.
I think the game has always got close anyway. I think here. You